Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC New York. I'm Richard Hake sitting in for Brian. Now we will preview a fun new movie that premieres tomorrow night at the Tribeca Film Festival. It's called Knuckleball. It's about major league pitchers who throw that oddball pitch. And with us now are two of baseball's legendary knuckleball pitchers, Phil Niekro, who has a remarkable career pitching until the age of 48, mostly with the Braves, a little with the Yankees, and Tim Wakefield, who just retired last year at the age of 45 after another great career, mostly with the Red Sox. Thanks for coming on, and welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
It's Phil Niekro, and good morning. Hey, Tim. Richard, how many languages can you speak?
I can one and a half.
What's the half?
A little bit of Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Muy poco. But we also have another a big fan on the phone with us right now, a big baseball fan, and that is the host of this show, Brian Lehrer. Brian, couldn't stay away, huh?
Hey, Richard. Well, you know, as you know, I had to be off today to take care of some family business, but they're letting me take a few-minute break here because this is just way too much fun to do with you all, and I speak two languages, English and baseball.
Let's talk about the documentary. This was made by Ricky Stern and Annie Sundberg, the same filmmakers who did that documentary about Joan Rivers a few years ago. So in keeping with their theme, the knuckleball, like Joan Rivers, has a reputation of being a little quirky, a little weird. So can you guys explain, for the uninitiated, what a knuckleball is in the major league pitch?
Go ahead, Tim. You could. I've been out for so many years, I can't remember what it is.
A knuckleball is a pitch thrown without any spin, and the premise behind it is to try to get it to move as much as possible on the way to the plate to try to fool the hitter. It's a hard pitch to throw, but it's a very fun pitch to throw, especially when it's working well. You can make some of the best hitters in the world look foolish at the plate.
Now, the late Yankee great Bobby Mercer once said, "Hitting Phil Niekro's pitch is like eating Jell-O with chopsticks."
Well, I've known some hitters could do that. eat Jell-O with chopsticks because they lit me up pretty good.
Hey, Phil, I would love to hear you describe, if you can, what a knuckleball looks like to a batter as it's coming toward him.
Well, I faced Charlie Helf a few times when he was at Dodgers, and you know, the thing about the knuckleball is so many batters start worrying about the pitch before they go up to the plate because it's a pitch they haven't seen before. There's really no rotation on the ball. There's no spin, which is not giving the batter any idea which ball the way is going to way the ball is going to break, because the rotation of a ball usually gives you an idea where it's going, but a knuckleball doesn't spin, and they're worried about, am I going to swing at a strike, or am I going to swing at a ball? Is it going to be a foot inside, outside? Am I going to look foolish? So you kind of got the edge a little bit before the batter gets in the batter's box, because he's been thinking about hitting it for the last probably 3 or 4 days when he knows he's going to face us knuckleballers.
I would think a ball that doesn't spin would be easier to hit. Because if it's spinning, it's moving away from you.
Well, it's not always away. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it goes out. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes down. Inside, outside, high and low. So, you know, it's tough to really tell a knuckleball pitcher exactly where to throw that ball, because our feeling is that if we can, you know, knock the rotation off the ball, take the spin off, and get it around that plate, the ball is going to be moving. And if it's somewhere around that strike zone, they're going to have to swing at it.
Hey, Tim, does the slowness of the pitch ever leave knuckleball pitchers as something of outcasts on the team? You know, pro sports is so much about macho and doing things hard. Is there ever a culture clash?
I think there is. You know, I don't know if Phil felt this way, but, you know, being one of, you know, a few in the major leagues, especially early in my career, you know, it was me and Charlie Huff and Tom Candiotti, and until RA came around, it was just me by myself. So you do feel like you're not an outcast, but you're unconventional, I would always say. You're not that macho guy that's throwing, you know, 94, 95 that everybody comes to the ballpark to see. But on the other hand, I think you are a joy for the fans to watch, because they can sit in the stands and look at you and go, wow, I think I can do that. And it gives them inspiration. And like I said earlier, you know, when the pitch is working really well, man, it's a lot of fun to throw, and it's a lot of fun for the fans to watch, especially those sitting behind home plate and watching how much the ball really moves. You know, I think if you're sitting off to the side, it does no justice. But if you're behind home plate or can watch it on TV, and the way technology is, and they do that super slow-mo nowadays, it's pretty amazing, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
Richard.
Now, in the movie, someone says that a knuckleballer needs, let me get this right, the fingertips of a safecracker and the mind of a Zen Buddhist. Let's take that one by one. Talk about the grip first. Why is it so hard? Do you need special fingers to throw the knuckleball?
Well, let me answer that in my belief on that. It is kind of difficult. It's not really thrown with the knuckles. It's thrown the fingernails of the your middle finger and your finger between your middle finger and thumb are kind of gripped in the ball. It's kind of a more of a stiff-wristed, stiff-arm pitch. Really no follow-through. It's different because the reason why no many guys don't throw it, because, you know, they won't let you throw it in the little league. They won't let you throw it in high school. They won't let you throw in the American Legion. They won't let you throw it in college. And you get signed by a professional team. You want to be a knuckleball pitcher. They don't have anybody in the organization that knows anything about it. So you're basically your own taught knuckleball pitcher. You just kind of work with it, play in the backyard. I was throwing when I was 13, 14 years old when my father taught it to me. Didn't know what it was, and it was a ticket for us to get to the big leagues. Like Tim said, a lot of us can't throw 90, 95 miles an hour. We knew we had something, and if we could just get to the point where we could have confidence in it, throw it over the plate for strikes, we got a good chance of winning. And I think that's what most of us did in the big leagues. We got the ball over the plate, and we let the batters take care of it from there.
And the mind of a Zen Buddhist?
I don't know. But I don't know about that. I'm a Pollock. I can't. I'm a Pollock. I don't even know who that guy was.
Anybody can practice Zen. It goes across cultures. Hey, Phil, for those of our listeners who don't know baseball, I think they may be interested in maybe the most interesting record that you hold, 121 wins after the age of 40. And that means you were pitching to guys half your age. Was there something about the knuckleball that allowed you to stay in the major so long?
Well, probably that's what I had. If I didn't have a knuckleball, I would have never been in the big leagues. I'd have still been a coal miner back in Ohio like all my father and uncles and everybody was. A knuckleball pitcher, I think Tim can retire this, that, you know, when the game's over, I am, and I'm sure Tom and Charlie, we're just as tired as the guys that throw in 90 miles an hour. Men and physically, we're done. I mean, we're exhausted. The thing about the knuckleball is not a whole lot of strain on your arm, your body, your legs. You don't have to be the great conditioned guy. At least I didn't pick up a lot of weights. So I didn't do much like that. So I was able to come back every third day. There was times I was pitched on 2 days rest, 3 days rest. It's every 4 days, so and most guys need to loosen all those big muscles up, whirlpools, you know, rub downs, and I just kind of let nature take its course.
Tim,
that's why I feel
you
like
pitched till you were 45, right?
Yeah, I just retired at the age of 45. But to touch on what Phil was talking about too, is that being a knuckleballer, I firmly believe that there should be more of them in the major leagues, because a knuckleball pitcher is a very valuable asset to any pitching staff on any team, because of the fact that you can throw in short days rest. You can start one day, take a day off, be available in the pen the next day, and that's one thing that I learned from Phil when I first met him, is that, you know, always have your spikes on and always be ready to go out there and contribute to try to help the team win, whether it's starting, relieving, closing, pinch hitting, pinch running, whatever it might be. Because of the pitch itself, you're able to bounce back a lot faster than a conventional pitcher.
We are talking to Phil Niekro and Tim Wakefield, pitchers, on the movie at the Tribeca Film Festival called Knuckleball. We also have WNYC's Brian Lehrer on the phone with us. I noticed in the film that you guys talk about the pitch in the third person like it has a mind of its own. It's going to do what it's going to do. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think knuckleballs kind of do what they're going to do. There's been a lot of tests and a lot of stuff made about knuckleballs, but I don't know if anybody can really relate why a knuckleball does what it does. It kind of does have a mind of its own, but I think we kind of teach it a little bit. We're the eye of the knuckleball. When it leaves our hand, we are our mind, our eyes, our mentality is with the knuckleball getting the home plate. So it is a little different, but again, that's how we got there, and that was our ticket. And like Tim says, I wish there were more knuckleball pitchers in the big leagues. And let me get back to what Tim said a little while ago, how valuable knuckleball pitches are on ball clubs. Very few teams have knuckleball pitches, and some managers don't want them. In Tim's case, I remember when I was asked by the Red Sox when Tim got released by the Pirates whether to sign him or not. Me and my brother Joe said, just jump on him, go get him right now. For the simple reason that, and Tim has done this, knuckleball pitches can start for you, they can long man for you, they can middle man for you, they can set up for you, and they can close for you to be the closer. And Tim's done all that, and there's very, very few pitchers in the history of a game that would have that kind of an attitude that you go out and pitch 8-9 innings and you take in your glove and spikes the dugout the next inning because you're available to pitch to a batter or two.
That your 300th win came with the Yankees in 1985. It was a complete game shutout at the age of 46, and that you actually did not throw a knuckleball until the final batter of the game. Is that a true story?
True story. I struck Jeff Burrows out with a knuckleball to end that game. Jeff Torborg, who was the Yankee bullpen coach, always told me when I was at the Yankees a couple years that he thought I could win the big leagues without throwing a knuckleball. And I thought he'd lost his mind because I've never done that in my life. And that day, we just happened to get a few runs early and got him out with stuff. The Toronto Blue Jays had won the pennant the night before, and I think they were all champagned out. I don't even know who was pitching or
that's one
who
way to win a game.
Them, so,
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, what do you think about Jamie Moyer, who just the other day became the oldest pitcher ever to win a Major League Baseball game? He's 49, yeah. And they say he's not a knuckleball pitcher. He's a junk ball pitcher.
Well, he throws as slow as the knuckleball pitchers, but I'm very proud of him. He's had a great career, and for him to come back, especially the way he's come back, that shows a lot of guts. I mean, he came back after a Tommy John surgery at the age of 47 and 48, and he rehabbed all of last year to come back and be the a winning pitcher at the age of 49 is truly amazing. Hopefully he can make it to 50. You know, I know all us knuckleballers who have pitched into our 40s are very proud of him, of that accomplishment, and hopefully continue to do so.
I want to make sure we get this in before we run out of time, but the film Knuckleball not only premieres tomorrow night at the Tribeca Film Festival, it's at 8 o'clock at the World Financial Center, but Tim Wakefield and former Yankee All-Star Jim Boughton and current Mets pitcher R.A. Dickey are doing a knuckleball clinic at 6 o'clock, and this is free and open to the public. So it brings us to the next question. Can you teach someone how to throw a knuckleball?
I think give them an idea. I don't know if you can teach them in an hour and a half. When I got retired, I was still trying to learn things about the knuckleball, and probably Tim was too. So it's
Absolutely. Nothing
you're going to pick up. You got to make the commitment that if you're going to throw a knuckleball pitch, you're going to throw knuckleballs, 24 hours a day. You got to throw it to every pitch, don't care who's hitting. And a lot of guys can't do that because a lot of guys just can't think, I can't throw a pitch up to the plate where the batter knows what's coming every pitch. My guys can't do that, so I guess you do have to have a mindset to be able to do that.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Phil Niekro, also Tim Wakefield, pitchers. The movie is called Knuckleball. It premieres tomorrow at 8 in the Tribeca Film Festival. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay,
thanks for having
you.
Us.
Tim, good to see you. I miss seeing your name in the paper. And Jamie Moyer, you guys got me throwing knuckleballs in the backyard. I'd see if I can come back a little bit.
And
I'll
Brian,
see you soon, Nuxie.
Brian, will we see you Monday?
You bet. Bye, Richard. Nice
okay.
job today.
Thank you very much. WNYC's Brian Lehr. This is WNYC. Have a great weekend.